A popular Outcast production.
Hey guys, this is Sound of Life Podcast. If you like the show, and you can find your way to soundoflife.popularoutcast.com, or just go to popularoutcast.com, clear your cookies, click on the little Amazon banner, buy what you would want from Amazon as normal, and the guys will get a couple cents and help to keep this show, as well as all the others that they put out, free for you.
I am hope.
I am hope.
I am Esperanza.
I am hope.
This is the Sound of Life podcast.
I am Old School Mike.
This is Sound of Life.
12-year-old Dre.
I am Old School Mike. This is Sound of Life.
This is the Sound of Life podcast.
This is Sound of Life.
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 I am 12-year-old Drea.
Wiggy wiggy, what up, y'all? This is Old School Mike. I am joined by my beautiful niece Hope.
What's up?
And the other one.
Thanks for noticing me.
Thanks for noticing me. Anyway, what's your name, kid, so you can introduce yourself?
I am 12-year-old Drea.
Yes, you are. And just real quick, Hope, say something into the mic again real quick.
Say something into the mic again real
awesome.
Quick.
Perfect. Okay, that was good. The theme, if you will, for this week's show is coming to us from Elijah, who we have spoken about on this show before. He writes, I was wondering what song or artist each of you like to listen to help you feel better when you are sad or upset. Mine is Somebody Wishes They Were You by Adultious Way. I hope I said that right because I'm not too sure. But anyway, we'll listen to that, and then we will get into the discussion of what song or artist makes us feel a little bit better at the end of a sad day.
Paralyzing, you don't know why. Feeling like somebody's fool. Try to find some peace of mind. Maybe you're hiding the truth.
Thanks, Elijah. That was pretty cool. Somebody wishes they were you. Pretty positive. I mean, I can understand why. If you were having a bad day, you know, it's like, do what you can. A world you can change. Somewhere out there, somebody wishes that they were you. Pretty cool words. I mean, I can't imagine anybody wanting to be old school Mike, but hey, that's cool if they do. Anyway, well, what do you guys think?
Okay. Yeah, I believe I've heard that song before, and I really do like it. I don't know. I think I've heard it a long time ago, though. But yeah, I enjoyed it a lot. I could listen to that.
I used to listen to that song a lot, actually.
It comes from an album, which is a pretty good title. It's called Homeschool Valedictorian, which is pretty amusing, really, because, you know, typically you're the, or one of the only students when you are homeschooled. So to be the valedictorian, it almost wouldn't take too much work. Pretty amusing. Anyway, do you guys have a song? Dre, how about you go first? Do you have a song that, or an artist that makes you happy when you're sad? Is there something, you know, maybe something you dance to? You go, I'm having a really bad day, Father. Don't talk to me. I need to go listen to this. What would this be?
If I'm angry or sad or happy, I always dance. So it always makes me a lot happier. But one of the songs that always makes me happy and think of positive things is a little kid song called Hakuna Matata.
Hakuna Matata from, like, The Lion King?
Yes, that's why I said it's a child song. But it's the new middle school thing. It's Hakuna Matata, Infinity and Beyond from Buzz Lightyear. Awesome, right? And Don't Worry, Be Happy.
Yes, so here's Treya's pick of Hakuna Matata.
Hakuna Matata. What a wonderful phrase.
Hakuna Matata. Ain't no peasant craze.
It means no worries for the rest of your days.
It's our problem-free philosophy.
Hakuna Matata.
Hakuna Matata?
Yeah, it's our motto.
What's the motto?
Nothing. What's the motto with you?
You know, kid, these two words will solve all your problems.
That's right. Take Pumbaa, for example. Why? When he was a young warthog.
When I was a young warthog.
Very nice.
Thanks.
He found his aroma lacked a certain appeal. He could clear the savannah after every meal.
I'm a sensitive soul, though I seem thick-skinned. And it hurt that my friends never stood downwind. And oh, the shame.
He was a shame.
Thought of changing my name.
Oh, what's in a name?
Downhearted.
How'd you feel?
Every time that I...
Hey, Pumbaa, not in front of the kids.
Oh, sorry. Hakuna Matata. What a wonderful phrase. Hakuna Matata. Ain't no passing craze.
It means no worries for the rest of your days.
Yeah, say it, kid.
It's our problem-free philosophy. Hakuna Matata.
Welcome to our humble home.
You live here?
We live wherever we want.
Yep, home is where your rump rests.
It's beautiful.
I'm starved.
I'm so hungry I could eat a whole zebra.
Ah, we're fresh out of zebra.
Any antelope?
Nuh-uh.
Hippo?
Nope. Listen, kid, if you live with us, you have to eat like us. Hey, this looks like a good spot to rustle up some grub.
Ew, what's that?
A grub. What's it look like?
Ew, gross.
Mm. Tastes like chicken.
Slimy yet satisfying.
These are rare delicacies. Mm. Mm. Pecans with a very pleasant crunch.
You're learning to love them.
I'm telling you, kid, this is the great life. No rules, no responsibilities. Ooh, the little cream film kind. And best of all, no worries. Well, kid?
Oh, well. Hakuna Matata. Slimy? It's satisfying.
That's it.
Hakuna Matata! Hakuna Matata! Hakuna Matata!
Hakuna Matata. Hakuna Matata.
Hakuna Matata.
Matata.
So that is Hakuna Matata from The Lion King. Did you like that movie when you were growing up? I don't remember that being like a really big one for you when you were little.
Yeah, I liked it a lot. I didn't watch it as much as The Little Mermaid and Nemo, which was like every single day, three times a day. But yeah, I think I got more along with the water animals than the furry safari.
Not a fan of the furries, okay.
No, I am. So.
Lion King used to be my sister and I's movie. We would, that and The Little Mermaid, we would sit there in our little yellow and blue VCR thing that mom got us. And I remember one Christmas, we opened up and Santa was like, oh yeah, I got you Home Alone and Home Alone 2.
Oh.
And so we sat and we watched those while she made us breakfast, but then we switched it out with The Lion King without her knowing.
Lion King was popular there. So that song might very well make you happy too if you heard it. You'd be like, I remember when I used to watch this with my sister. Anyway, all right. So you got a song, Hope, that makes you feel a little better when times are not so good.
I do. See, I am a type of person that is a dreamer. I could sit there and I can dream or visualize, whatever you want to call it, anything. And I can plan. I like to plan ahead. So I like to, I mean, it's not always that good because things don't turn out how I want them to in my head. Mm-hmm. But there's this one song that I used to listen to over and over again after the movie Avatar came out. The one with the blue people, that Avatar movie by James Cameron. That was such a good movie. Well, at the end of the credits, there's this one song by Leona Lewis called I See You. And the way that she hits the notes just gives me chills every time because she can hit really high notes and I can't. So I like to like sit there and imagine that I am singing that song in front of a crowd of people, especially my haters, especially them, and that I'm like winning and being awesome. This song makes me happy because I feel like I'm invincible.
Let's see what this is about some blue people looking at each other or something.
this is my favorite movie.
Some blue cat ladies.
Walking through a dream, I see you. My light in darkness, breathing hope of new life. Now I live through you and you through me, enchanting. I pray in my heart that this dream never ends. I see me through your eyes, breathing new life, flying high. Your love shines the light into world I've never pictured. Now I give my heart to you. I surrender. I pray in my heart that this world never ends. I see me through your eyes.
Yeah.
Hope was rocking out to that. She was mouthing every word, and I had this cool little bird flying thing. Dre was videotaping us all because she's gonna make like a 6-second vine or something out of it.
The songs means a lot to me. Yeah. I like to thank all my fans for believing in me.
I can't quite hit those high notes like she does, but I can lip sync like a mug.
You guys think I'm singing that song?
Dre, you got any opinions on that? I live through you like a guy in a wheelchair becomes a cat man. And, because that's the plot of that movie, the guy in a wheelchair, like, miraculously becomes a blue cat man. Yeah, so, go watch Avatar. It's a, I don't know, I don't like that movie either.
Is that where they were, cats?
They look like cats, don't they? They had little tails, and they're blue cat faces.
And he's like, oh, I can't use my legs, but now I can use my legs, and I love you. I love you.
Meow. I think Hope sang it beautiful.
Only one problem, though, is Leona Lewis. It was not Hope. She was just lip syncing. But she had the speaker near her, so it just looked like she was singing. But, if I am ever feeling down on myself and want to back up and, you know, like, oh, man, I'm not having a good day. Or man, I'm a crappy person and life is not going my way. I will sometimes put on this song, and it is by a group called Papa's Culture, and it is called It's Me.
It's like not to be me.
So that's It's Me by Papa's Culture.
That sounded really cool. I like that beat.
It's pretty, yeah, it's pretty neat. They're a bizarre group. I don't know really much about them or where they're from or anything. Friend of mine, Joey from Minnesota, put me onto that group like years ago. Put my wife onto them, and then my wife was like, oh, you should listen to this. This is really good. They do another song called The Muffin Man, which is pretty funny. But anyway, go ahead, Dre.
I don't know. I like the beat. I think that, was it like bongos or something? It kind of sounded like that.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just noticed the drums a lot. But yeah, I really like that. I want to hear The Muffin Man.
Yeah, I'll play like 10 seconds of The Muffin Man just so you guys can hear it.
Every and all, big and tall, to make you feel small. The Muffin Man, he's in your hall. He's in your bath, I hear him laugh. He's in your tub, he's at your pub, spiking your brew with crazy glue. And now you can't breathe, you just wanna leave. The Muffin, the Muffin Man, he can't, he's a Muffin Man.
That is just a little bit of the very weird version of The Muffin Man, sorry, by Papa's Culture. So you asked for it, Dre. You said, I want to hear The Muffin Man now. And it was bizarre, wasn't it? See, I told you. Anyway, all right. So you got a song. You got a song. I got a song. And Elijah got a song. Action-packed adventure time here. So, Nifty. So, well, I don't think we ever said it in the beginning of the episode, but thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
For episode 13 of What
Thank
Are We, Dre?
Thank you for noticing
The Sound
me.
Of Life podcast.
Thanks for noticing us, guys.
Goodbye.
Watching us. How are they going to watch us, Dre?
Thanks for listening.
Those creepy cameras up in the corner like on the Truman Show. I am the old school Mike saying goodbye.
I am 12-year-old Dre.
And I'm Hope.
Yeah. Hey guys, this is Sound of Life Podcast. You can find us on iTunes, and if you do, rate and review.
On Twitter at SOL Podcast. Tweet, tweet.
Or you can check us out. We're on Facebook called The Sound of Life.
Or you can always find us at PopularOutcast.com. Look for The Sound of Life little thing and click it. Or you can reach out and touch us at SoundOfLifePodcast@gmail.com. Or better yet, you can leave us a voicemail at 1-612-56-SOUND. Or 1-612-56-76-863 if you have a smartphone that does not have the little letters attached. So that's our spiel. Thanks, guys.
Bye.